as well. Now,
oh yes,
let's speak to the youngest chief executive in English football. He's gone to Mansfield Town at just 29, and it's Carolyn Steele. Carolyn, good afternoon.
Hi there. Hi.
Yeah, and congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. I know.
Are you a Mansfield fan?
I am. Now. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm coming into this from a business perspective, so I wouldn't say football is my
Hello.
Hello. Oh, seems to
strong suit, I think, is the word you were searching for. But
well, we'll try and get her back.
Yeah, of course.
That's right, the mobile's packed up.
Talking of Pat Rice, while I fill in while we wait for Karen to back, this is a quote.
We'll only hear him speak again. Next time he communicates, it will be through a series of, Hawk Sport, in association with Dove Men Deodorants, tough on sweat, not on skin. So up at four, Darren Goff, Adrian Durham with Drive. But before that, before we were rudely interrupted by a faulty line, we were chatting to Mansfield Town's new chief executive, Carolyn Steele, and she joins us again. Hi again, Carolyn.
Hi there. Sorry about
that.
No
problem.
That's all right.
One of the first jobs is to sort out that phone system.
You know what? That's number one on my list.
You were telling us you're not a massive football fan. You're coming to it from a kind of a business background. I mean, a lot
Very
of people,
much.
When they come from another business into football, they discover, as Lord Sugar did, it's a very different animal from what you're used to. So what are your expectations going into this?
I mean, I know it's tough. It's obviously a very male-dominated industry on the pitch, but I think off the pitch I've got a lot of kind of supportive females working alongside me. I'm really excited about the role. I think, you know, you need somebody fearless and tough and direct, and I'm a go-getter and I intend to make Mansfield Town the best that it possibly can be.
That's good. And the team itself are doing pretty well this season, so there's something to build on, isn't it? And
absolutely.
I suppose it's really just a matter of getting the finances right, because that's the problem all football clubs face.
Obviously, yeah. It's obviously a huge problem. Obviously, a year ago, Mansfield Town was in a very different state to how it is now. And really, I'm coming in to kind of work on the commercial sides of that business-to-business and kind of developing strategies to get as much kind of funding into the club in order that the players can perform as best they can do, and that we're doing our job this side to kind of push ahead. I mean, the passion of the fans is absolutely incredible, and they're totally behind the club, and really that makes my job a hell of a lot easier. So strategically, I'm going to be working on branding and, you know, solving a lot of the issues here that perhaps should have been solved a little while ago, like just tweaking kind of phone lines, you know, IT systems. But ultimately, you know, my aim is just to do the best that I possibly can.
What do you think you can bring from you'd worked at, I think, at Gucci before and
Bulgari. Yeah. What about a boot deal from Gucci?
Yeah, that would be a pair of Gucci boots for the centre forward. Might be a nice idea. But what do you think you can bring from the fashion industry into football?
Do you know what? There's actually, it's a business at the end of the day. And it's the same practices, really, that is in the fashion industry on the successful business side from the luxury brands group that I came from. I was very fortunate enough to be able to be in a position where I had inspirational leaders directly there beside me. So I was able to kind of be inspired by that. And really, I just want to implement as many strategies and develop people's roles, make sure that the club's running as efficiently as possible.
Now, the little piece in the Sun this morning mentioned, of course, as it inevitably would, Karen Brady, if she was the youngest ever.
Yeah.
And have you met Karen, or has she spoken to you?
I haven't, no. I just tried to speak to her earlier. Had problems with the phone lines.
Okay.
But no, she's a huge inspiration. She's very focused, fearless. She's a go-getter and won't take no for an answer. And I take that same approach myself. And I think she's rational as well, like obviously being a 29-year-old female coming into this role, you're going to get a little bit of stick, you know. But really, I'm rational, and I understand that not everybody's going to think I'm great, but as long as I kind of put initiatives in place straight away, and I can be judged on my performance and my abilities and the changes that I make, then, you know, that means more to me than kind of it's not about male or female to me. It's just doing the best that you can at the job that you're given.
Because of the kind of pathfinding that Karen and other women in football have done, let's be honest, there's not been many. I don't think there's not an awful lot of boardrooms that you're not allowed into anymore. There was a time when Karen came into it, yeah, where they'd say, well, you turn that way and all of us are going in there for a drink.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think that exists anywhere else.
No,
I think so.
I'm aware of that, yeah, the Nottingham position that she was put in. I think things have to change, really, and they have been doing. And Karen's success and, you know, strategy building, core values, she's just done an absolutely tremendous job and is continuing to do so at West Ham. And really, the statistics speak for themselves of how she turned the club around. And if I could do it just as well as she did, then I'd be a very happy lady.
Well, Karen, we wish you well. Good to talk to you. Best
Thank
of luck.
Thank you very much for your time. Take care.
There we are. Carolyn Steele there, the new chief exec of Mansfield Town.
Lovely.
But joining us now, of course, alongside Adrian Durham from Four this afternoon.
What's that lovely guffy? You are a funny man.
What's he done?
You're making me giggle. It was just the way you said that. Lovely.
Lovely.
You know. Your trademark.
Well done to her.
Lovely.
Lovely. Yeah, it was good.
It is goffy. Hi, goffy.
Hello, lads. You're all right.
Yeah, good. Thank you, mate. Not bad.
Yeah, very good.